Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Photos of U.S. presidents when they leave office show men with much grayer hair. This is a milder form of Marie Antoinette syndrome where stress causes hair to suddenly turn white.
The story is that France's last queen, Marie Antoinette, had her hair turn white the night before she faced the guillotine, and now research shows stress does cause hair to gray.
Our hair follicles contain melanocytes, which produce the melanin that gives our hair color, and melanocytes are made by melanocyte stem cells, or MSCs, in the follicle.
With age, we have less of these stem cells, but stress also uses them up. Scientists thought stress-activated autoimmune responses or hormones such as corticosterone damaged MSCs.
But when they blocked the hormone corticosterone in stressed mice, the animal's hair still turned gray. So did stressed mice with poor immune systems. However, when they blocked the receptor for the fight-or-flight hormone, noradrenaline, these mice did not turn gray.
Noradrenaline is in the sympathetic nervous system, and our hair follicles contain many of these nerves.
During extreme stress, reproduction of MSCs and the maturation of melanocytes speeds up, which sends a large number of melanocytes out the hair follicle so that no MSCs are left to replenish them. Once this happens, hair is never its original color again.
But if you reduce MSC reproduction during stress, this loss is blocked. Perhaps one day we'll see a new way to color hair.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.